One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, poop and pee. We're in. Hey, everybody! It's your boyfriends! Brian Kenny, Bill Squire, Ryan DiPerna. Ooh, ooh!
What's up, boyfriends?
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee. I didn't even do a poop and pee. There you go.
How we doing tonight,
the
people?
The classiest podcast.
Oh, fuck. We're so classy. Podcasts. We're so fucking classy.
Out the ass. Mm-hmm. Class out the ass.
Class the butt.
Out the ass. Guys, it's, 10 days till Doomsday? A.K.A. Firing Hugh Jackson Day? Ooh.
Every time you mention Doomsday, I'm like, what awful thing is happening in the world
that I didn't know about? There could be a legit Doomsday. Like possible. A real one, yeah.
But, I don't think Hugh Jackson... I don't know. I think they should fire him.
Get
but
the
I don't
fuck
know
out
who
of here.
We'll take
Jeff
this
Fisher.
Job. For the love of God, no Jeff Fisher.
I can't believe that was even a rumor.
The whole rumor is not a rumor. It is a fact that Jeff Fisher said, I'd like to coach the Bears or the Browns or anybody who will
hire Jimmy Haslam is dumb fuck enough to fucking, he's got a bunch of experience in the NFL.
I think he's going
to
let
if he could get us to 7-9.
Mike Patton could get us to 7-9. That's hire back Mike Patton and Johnny Manziel. Reunion.
Who is Chud? Go get Chud.
I like Chud. Chud's fine. Chud is the offensive coordinator for Indianapolis now, right?
Yes, I think he is. So maybe not Chud.
Jacoby Brissett. He's been like
he's all right.
Every other team except for kind of like Buffalo has had their rebound period within this period of shittiness. I mean, look at the other teams drafting at the top.
Right.
And look at the teams that within the past couple of years have drafted at the top, and they have ascended. I mean, look at the Rams this year.
Blake Bortles is like the fucking best quarterback
for the month of
the
December.
Month. Yeah, right. Like he hasn't lost a game. He hasn't thrown an interception.
Were you mindlessly watching SportsCenter today with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw you tweet something right after I had watched it. Or you texted us.
Oh, yeah, about Lane Kiffin.
Because
Lane Kiffin. Yeah, because he was dabbing, and they were like, tisk, tisk.
I hate dabbing so much.
Listen, Lane Kiffin is the shit. They were tisk, tisking him on SportsCenter, like, nobody knows what Lane's going to do next, or whatever. Like Lane Kiffin.
They had, a graphic that they put over the video, and they're like, what was he doing there? Yeah. But I think that was just them branding the video. I don't think it was actually trying to cover anything up. I think that was just them throwing something on the video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because there was, a little... His son was there. What's the worst thing he could have done? Like, a middle finger? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I agree. The Johnny Freshwater is a great fucking pseudonym.
Joey Freshwater. Lane Kiffin...
pseudonym.
The most... success with shitty teams, but he's actually a pretty solid coach. But he got fucked with USC because he got there right after Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend.
Pete Carroll. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
He was on the Johnny Freshwater thing. His alias on Tinder, allegedly, when he was coaching for Alabama as the offensive coordinator, was Johnny Freshwater, which I think is fucking wonderful. Ranks high up there with Ron Mexico and Carlos Danger as far as
my Tinder name is Brian Tinder, and my dad owns this place.
I just thought a good porn name would be Johnny Deep.
Johnny Deep.
Yeah, because
that's funny because of Depp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or just
I love the whole stigma of porn and movie industries and how everything is just puns off the movie industry.
Oh, it's great.
If you actually see what porn videos are called. They're actually disgusting. Like it's fucking like Jenna Hayes's gape.
The gapes of wrath.
Filthy whore cum dumpster 7. Like they are not appealing names. That's not what most of porn is. Super gross names.
BWC comes in open asshole.
I'm talking about full-length feature films.
Oh, not okay. Just the I'm clips. Sorry. I didn't yeah. think that,
I thought you were talking well, about like, well, one of them, I can't remember. I think it was like Amateurs Only 27 Smelly White Women or something of that nature.
Smelly?
Yeah. They mentioned their odor.
Ugh. I've seen like foot fetish videos and like, listen, I'm not into like feet per se, but like if the girl has a fucking nice foot, fucking great. So like I've dabbled in the foot fetish video, right? And like
you ever sucked a foot?
Oh yeah, but it, like
Ryan,
no,
you're boring.
Yeah, you're
like
boring.
I'm like
you
neutral.
Are the most vanilla fucking like you get so much ass, but like you fucking like fuck the missionary and don't look them in the eye.
What in the world makes you think that is the case?
Because every time because you mention something like fucking you, kinky, or,
you've never had your
not
butthole
even kinky, yeah,
and you
exactly.
Have never had a foot in your mouth. That's why. That's why we
those
say
two
things.
Lived.
Those two
lived.
Things. That's all it takes.
You've never gotten pink eye from fucking eating a cooch?
I've never said, oh yeah, no, I've never gotten that, but it's not like I'm not willing to go places mouth-wise.
Oh no, you eat ass though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah you eat ass, you just don't get your ass eaten.
He just hasn't.
Yeah, no, it just hasn't come along.
But you're 30 years old, man. Like, yeah. How is that not
hey,
fucking
it didn't
along?
Happen for me until this past year, so. Because I couldn't sequester a woman back there and feel comfortable with it. Had to do a lot of self-improvement for that.
Yeah.
Do you have weight, like, go to the gym, just make sure you feel good about yourself.
Did you used to have that fat guy ass that like had the fucking like imprint, the permanent imprint of the toilet seat on it? Like it has like those extra flaps for like...
No, mine was just like flat really. Like I don't have... Like it was just like a fat, straight... Like it just like... almost like the penguin. And like the Indovito, where it's just like back fat and then like thighs.
Wow, wow,
that
wow,
mouth,
wow,
that, like the one that looks like the mouth from coming. The Little Shop of Horrors plant. Like
yes.
That ass. Think about kind it. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's like pointy almost. Yeah.
It's a weird ass.
I'm not really just out there slaying 30, 40 hood rats.
I'm not
like,
saying that you are.
I mostly date, and that's where my sex comes
that's
from.
That's why you're a fucking...
And it's not like I have not asked to have my butthole licked. It's just no girl has been brave enough
what
to
is...
stick her face in my hairy asshole.
What is
it? Everybody
has
hair.
What is that? What does that pitch go like?
Hey, you want
to... I've always really wanted to try this. No. Hard pass.
Have you tried like shaving your butt so maybe they'd be willing?
Oh, don't
do
that.
Don't
do that.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't have a hairy butt.
No.
I'd say if I was ever to address the situation, I'd go wax.
Yeah. One time I
but
shaved.
Like, I don't want to address the situation.
But one time I shaved my ass.
We should get Brian Wax live on the show.
Oh, that would be fucking great.
My asshole waxed?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
I'd really rather not get my asshole waxed.
Why not?
Ever.
It'd be great. You don't have any dingleberries? One time I shaved my
that's
ass.
That's not a problem for me.
How do you not have a hairy ass? I don't have a hairy body ass. And I have a fucking hairy ass. Oh.
That's white properly.
I have
get a
fucking,
bidet, man.
Yeah, I want to invest in a bidet.
That's why I told my girlfriend to get me for Christmas.
Oh, that's great. A bidet would be fucking wonderful.
That's what I got last year from Cody. But I don't want to... I feel like...
Yeah, you don't want to move.
I don't want to move a bidet because then it's taking away... It, like, there needs to be more bidets out there. I want there to be bidets everywhere. Like, I'll start just buying them and take them to my friend's house. Be like, hey, I got you this gift. Like, I'll get you a bidet, maybe. Maybe that'll be your Christmas gift.
Oh, that would be fucking wonderful.
$30.
They're only $30?
You get, like, a pretty, like, the one that I got from Cody and the one I... Cody and I got each other bidets last year. And we didn't tell each other that either.
Really?
Yeah. We just did it. Because he opened it and he goes... Fuck. Like, it was so, and then I'm like, that was so perfect.
That's
so
amazing
awesome.
That the two of you would just fucking get each other butthole pleasures for Christmas.
No, it's just keeping a butt clean.
There's a store.
It probably feels pretty good, though. I've never felt that either.
This one doesn't have, like there's more expensive ones that have, like, a warming thing on it, so you can get, like, warm water. That one's better. So, like, the colder one, honestly, you're not going to notice it that much.
It's just business, no pleasure?
It's just business, no pleasure.
Okay. There's a store on Detroit by the Dunkin' Donuts in Lakewood. It's called Brown Pleasants. And it's like a flower shop or something like that. And every time I drive by it, I laugh hysterically.
Now,
who the fuck would name that?
I have friends that will corroborate this. Did any of you ever remember seeing a place on West 25th called Super Chinatown 3.
No.
There used to be a Chinese restaurant called Super Chinatown 3. And I cannot find anything about it on the internet. Super Chinatown 3.
Was it in that plaza right there?
Not right there. Like further down.
By Voodoo Monkey?
I don't really remember.
By your ex-wife's store?
Yeah, there is, not that one. That one is called, I think that one's called China City.
Super Chinatown 3.
Super number one!
And I remember Googling it and finding it on the internet, but it is gone. But it's gone like now. Some weird, like, GeoCities blog.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Number one! Number three, Chinese food store! It's not like a Mandela
effect thing where people are positive Sinbad was in that movie. It's very popular.
Yeah, we talked about the Mandela effect on this podcast before. Speaking of, like, weird conspiracy theories, did you watch the fucking Franklin cover-up thing?
I haven't had any time.
God damn it!
I've had no time to do that.
I've had time, I just didn't.
Did you watch it?
I wanted to watch you get mad.
Fuck!
I drove 22 hours this weekend.
God! You should have listened to it and then, like, fucking spent the next 21 hours thinking about how there's a conspiracy of child sex trafficking within the United States government.
I listened to a podcast series about Genghis Khan. That Dan Carlin's Hardcore History Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a series called Wrath of the Khans. And holy fucking shit.
Yeah, they
shit.
Were savages.
They were, but like, they were almost like super intelligent, like masters of fighting. Like the way that they came up like on these plains is called the steppe. And it's like right outside of China. And it's just this giant, like
the Gobi Desert.
Nearly as big as two Atlantic Oceans.
Yeah, it's like one of the huge, most brutal places on Earth.
Yeah, and that's where these people fucking came from. And they were raised, and then, you know, horses started becoming domesticated, and they fucking mastered horses. And they mastered shooting on horses. And they would, like, the way that they would time things up, they could shoot birds out of the fucking sky while riding on a horse, bareback.
With arrows.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They were just masters of this shit. And, like, they were all in these crazy nomadic tribes. And then this one dude comes along. And it's not like he inherited it from anybody. This one dude just took it all and was like, everybody together, we are riding out on these motherfuckers.
It's like, he was problematic.
Dothraki, man.
Honestly, it's like the Dothraki times 1,000. Like, they were 100,000 strong at one point, and each rider had several horses. They would remount. And they'd ride around, and they would fuck with people. And people, because they were so fast and so mobile all the time, people thought their numbers were enormous. And, like, the policy was, if we come to you and we say, this is ours now, and you don't just drop everything, we will murder every single person, including men, women, children, and your fucking pets, and we'll burn the entire spot to the ground.
Did you ever see that movie? There was a movie that came out about 10 years ago. It was like, it won the Oscar for best foreign film or whatever. But it was, I think it was just called Khan or something like that. And it was about the life of
I've never heard about
Genghis
this.
Khan. It's really fucking good. Nobody's in it that you know. It's
fucking,
like,
there's this story about, like, he sends out this, one of his leaders with 30,000 people just to scope out Europe during the Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he, you know, came across these Hungarians. And it was like, you know, they just kept riding backwards and then ambushing them and riding backwards and pretending to retreat. And then they, like, got them into this canyon, and, like, they knew that they would want them in this canyon because then they couldn't ride their horses around.
Mm.
But then he just fucking, like, finds this side part and then rams them up against the wall and just murders them. And anybody who was still left alive, they tied up and they stacked on top of each other, and then they put boards over their backs. And they ate and drank and partied under the sound of their crushing bones.
Jesus Christ.
Is that not brutal?
That's what? Like, what?
It's too far.
Yeah.
That's the fucking Mongols, though. Yeah. Like, imagine if you were top dog, but that's you still called. Had like that Mongol. Warrior culture.
That's what that movie's called.
They were Mongol. Just, they were animals, and they were thirsty, and they took
and
cities
barbecue.
Like gigantic civilizations with like over a million people in China, and these huge fortified fucking 40 foot tall like fences, and then 900 guard towers around, and they still as savages just took them.
Fuck you, Mongolians. I don't know how far, like, BC, what was that, like 3000?
Not BC.
Is it AD?
No, yeah, it's AD. It's like 1200. It's not that long ago.
Oh. I mean, if it's going on during the Crusades.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Man, imagine if they would have got past those Hungarians and got into Europe.
They did.
Like, I mean, like,
they took a lot of Hungary, and they took a lot of Russia, and then Genghis Khan died. And
but imagine they would have got to, like...
Well, the Moors did.
Like, Germany and fucking up through, like, England and shit. How that would have changed everything.
They were about to shoot for Italy next. They were Moors got to Spain.
Wow, like, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, it was the fucking Crusades, and, like, they were, like, making their way towards him. Like, they had correspondence with the Pope, and it's not, like, confirmed that they were going to, like, you know, go take on the Pope. But that more or less was, like, that's their mindset. If we come, we tell you to drop arms and give us, you give us. And, you know, they were supposedly heading towards Italy, but then they had these power struggles, and people were dying, and, you know, it just it ended up falling apart 3 generations in.
The Moors made it to Spain through the 1500s, I believe. Even later than that, I think maybe the 1600s.
No shit.
Yeah. They were like a North African. That's why I have a big dick. I'm Italian, right?
Because those Italians.
They get their hands off my family.
Yeah. I know my lineage way back, and it is just
more free.
White. Very, very white.
Did you ever see fucking, what's that movie called?
True Romance, yeah.
Your great, 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 great grandmother. Yeah. Your part eggplant.
It's a great scene.
It is a great scene. R.I.P. Dennis Hopper.
I like Dennis Hopper.
Love Dennis Hopper.
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. He's the fucking best part of Apocalypse Now, and he's in the movie for 10 minutes.
And the Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah! Fuck, I forgot about it. He was in Super Mario Brothers. You know, when Colin Kaepernick had, like, short hair, he looked like one of the Koopas with, like, the shrunken head.
He had a weird hairline.
Yeah.
Has a weird hairline. How about him thinking he's going to... Well, he's just going...
They're just
at this point, this has to be attention.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But to be fair to Colin Kaepernick, he should be in the NFL, and they are clearly blackballing him. So, like, I would do anything that I could to, like, stick my thumb in the eye of the NFL and Roger Goodell, and especially fucking Jerry Richardson, who is on record saying racist shit. When
look, I'm for Kaepernick and his whole thing, you know that, but at the same time, I fully do understand that out of a backup quarterback,
he would have taken fucking okay. Bill O'Brien gonna lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have signed Colin Kaepernick when. What's his name? Deshaun Watson got hurt. They would probably be at...
The passing game wasn't that big of an issue, though. I mean, like, they lost a lot of key defensive pieces as well.
You could at least say you're trying and not sign TJ Yates off of nowhere. And then sign Josh Johnson, who hadn't thrown a pass since 2011.
Yeah.
Like, for no reason. And they were... like a game back of that division,
but those are backups, and I could see you like I could see you not wanting the best backup possible because he's going to be a giant distraction. Like if you think he's going to be your franchise quarterback,
yeah, but a job
again, you're going to lose your job. But you could have made the playoffs with Colin Kaepernick for sure. They could.
I really don't think so.
That division is garbage, dude. Fucking like as I said. By the way, want to plug RDP Old Hickory for saying on our first episode that fucking the Jaguars and the Titans would make the playoffs because they're going to. But I will say they're going to make the playoffs backdoor, like in a terrible. They could have fucking been at least 9-7, 10-6 with Colin Kaepernick for sure. T.J. Yates is not a quarterback. He's worse than Deshaun Kaiser. Fucking...
Isn't it Tom Savage, not T.J. Yates?
Well, Tom Savage got hurt.
Yeah, he got sacked, and his brain fucking shut off, and his arms started twitching.
And then they let him keep playing. Yeah. And Bill O'Brien's like, oh, I didn't see that.
Was DeAndre Hopkins' numbers from that game.
He had a good season.
He's a great...
He had a great
receiver.
Season.
Receiver. And he would be league. Even greater.
Work league, I'm in the finals. I am so happy...
He's gonna
in the finals against Mary.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, he's going to fucking win. Now I'm
really I don't know if I'm going to win both leagues. I actually think I'm going to lose both leagues. Mary, I was like, so what are you going to do about Keenan Allen? And she's like, who? I'm like, God damn it.
By the way,
I didn't even know he was on my team.
Keenan Allen has been hurt like fucking 4 years in a row, hasn't he?
I think he might play, though. I've heard things saying that he might play. They just carted him off because it was precautionary.
He's been incredible this year.
He's been amazing.
Phillip Rivers is fucking...
He's a great quarterback.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know what's fucked up? that Eli Manning's probably going to get in the Hall of Fame before Phillip Rivers because he has two Super Bowl wins when Phillip Rivers is the better quarterback.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers. He's a solid talent.
However, I mean, like, the sausage is all that counts, right?
Right.
So, I do think Eli Manning should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot?
Yep.
No shit.
He has two Super Bowls. There's only, like, a handful of quarterbacks that have more than one Super Bowl win.
But, like, he has had a lot of garbage. Like, he has not been good a lot.
His consistency really, really is not there.
30 touchdown passes more than 6 times in his career.
How many interceptions?
His ratio is way better than Brett Favre's. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, fine. I don't care. I don't hate Eli. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know. He's a Hall of Famer, but not a first ballot. Yeah, I've gotten into arguments about him being a Hall of Famer, period.
I don't even understand why it's an issue. Like, people always argue it. It's like, no, he's fucking definitely in the Hall of Fame. He has 20 touchdowns.
So Tennessee's not guaranteed the wild card spot yet. Jacksonville has clinched.
All right. Well, I'm close.
Good. Go for Jack. I'm all for Jacksonville fucking some shit
Me
up.
Me too. Absolutely.
This fucking NFC South is competitive this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which they always is the worst division in fucking football, so good.
What makes you say that?
Because they've Carolina like 2 years ago got in at 7-9.
No, that
3
was
3 years ago.
No, I don't think. I think the only team that ever got in with a losing record was the Rams. No, it was the Seattle.
Seahawks versus New Orleans.
Carolina did as well. I'm telling you.
No, they didn't.
I guarantee you. You don't have to suck my dick, but you gotta fucking.
No, you gotta suck
my. You gotta let me put my head in your mouth when I prove you wrong here.
Oh, also, I decided to give the money to something else. There's a thing at work with this kid.
You kept the money.
You kept that money.
I ate the money.
Don't. Don't lie, buddy.
I ate the money.
2014 Carolina Panthers 7-8-1 first in the NFC South. You can just
Well, you said 7-9. Falcons were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
All right.
So that's like a
Okay.
Example.
All right.
Wow.
Was that a fart?
Wow.
Holy shit.
Started out as one.
Oh my god.
Zero. Damn.
You need to wipe right the fuck now.
I'll be fine.
Jesus Christ. I heard that on the headphones.
As Brennan Ayer would say, that one's going to itch when it dries. Oh, I'm glad he was back last night.
He was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. He was so funny. I've never met that guy once.
He's done accidental, and he's...
Yeah,
he's
a funny fucking dude.
He left, like, right after his set, right?
Yeah.
He's on...
He was having a hard time, it seems, on his set. But, like, he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He's been on Seth Meyers. He's been on Adam Devine's house party. Like, he's done shit.
He's legit.
And I hope he doesn't quit comedy. He was talking about that last night.
I hope the same.
Saw Steve Guy last night. I haven't seen Steve Guy in fucking forever.
Oh, I saw him. I didn't say hi to him, though.
Steve Guy.
French
Canadian.
Oh, let me show you guys this video. I was bored at work today, and I found this video. Actually, someone had shared this thing about like the time they had the balloons in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh yeah, in the '80s.
Yeah, but they also then Polk shared in a comment this video of the Ted Stepien. Who used to own the Cavs, doing a softball drop off the terminal fucking tower. And they were just dropping softballs, and they didn't do anything to test it, or they just started.
Amazing.
And they just, and like, from where he was dropping them, you can't really see over it. You can see out around the city, but you can't see straight down. Right. So they're like, just chuck it like 40 or 50 feet, you know? Just do like that. So they do that, and he hits two people, breaks a lady's wrist, fucked up a car, and then they kept going because there's no radio in between them. They didn't have like a walkie-talkie or a phone or anything.
Oh my god!
So then, like, he just
doing it again.
He just went until somebody caught a ball and everybody started cheering. So the first three throws were really like dangerous and like
traffic.
And then a guy catches the ball and they're like. Well, we set a record, so it was worth it.
That's hilarious.
It's amazing.
That's the city of Cleveland.
This is a view from the top as thousands of spectators gathered at the foot of Terminal Tower for the great softball drop, the highlight of a series of events marking the 50th anniversary.
Wait, he breaks her wrist on live TV?
Yes.
You can't even see it, but...
Down below were six of his players hoping to make the immaculate reception. But three errant tosses proved hazardous to one car and two observers, among them 24-year-old Gail Falinski of Strongsville, whose broken wrist...
What?
It was made, and outfielder Mike Zitterfoss was the receiving end.
They broke a lady's
Look how
wrist.
Fast they went, like, glossed over. Like, a lady's wrist was broken, and then in the same sentence, he's congratulating Mike Zitterfoss, the outfielder, that was able to make the record-breaking catch.
Fuck that, dog.
And this guy's amazing.
The record will probably stand for a long time to come. Alan Davis, TV5, Eyewitness News.
Oh my God.
Man, that wasn't a whole lot of shit to do.
Yesterday and today, Cleveland made national news again because a man was up on top of Terminal Tower throwing things at people down below. The things were softballs. The stunt was part of the Terminal Tower birthday celebration. But a couple of people got hurt. Now, the man guiding those missiles was Ted Stepien, self-made millionaire, new owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's with us live tonight from his downtown nightclub. Mr. Stepien, you have to know
what
that
was
some people
club?
Say you're kind of a strange fellow, and yesterday was just the latest proof of this.
Well, I can't say it was a strange thing, Jeff. I was asked by the people conducting the promotion to take part because the Cleveland Indians baseball players didn't want to participate, so I merely... did them what I considered a favor. Then no one really told me what the exact situation was because I was very unfortunate because I play a lot of softball and I felt I could do the what they wanted me to do is get the ball down to a player to catch the ball, and they told me that I should throw the ball 90 feet, which was incorrect. So when I threw the first
90
ball,
feet.
It was too far. Then
you couldn't really see where it was going.
No, I was so far up, Jeff, it was really scary that. When you get down to it, it was ill-advised. They didn't give us any chance to practice, which we should have done this day on a Sunday. The police were just told that about that morning. So actually, the crowd was too close. When you were up there, you couldn't even see where you were throwing the ball. So when they advised me to throw it 90 feet,
what?
Jeff, that was too
Wait.
Far. So the first ball I threw
So was he was 90 feet back from the lead?
No.
So
they told him to throw it 90 feet out. From the building.
Why wouldn't you just drop it off of the fucking ledge?
Right. That's what... But, like, because of how that... Wherever he was on that building, I don't know if they had an observation deck, and you probably just can't see over it because it's tiered.
Yeah.
So you have to just make sure you clear that lower mezzanine part so that you can get it over to Public Square. But 90 feet is... That ball's going to carry a lot.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it is actually incredible... That they were able to pull this off. Because that's not an easy thing to do.
Cleveland in the 80s seemed like it was the fucking Wild West.
Yeah. Oh.
Toss that was, well, that was caught. I merely threw it about a yard out with my wrist. So I wish they had more time to prepare because it was unfortunate. It was a very dangerous situation.
Ben, this is one pertinent question on a lot of people's minds, I think. Did you ever think about not throwing any more balls once you learned that two of the bystanders had been struck?
No, see, that was another bad part, that we had no communication out there. They should have some type of telephone set up. We
misunderstood, Ted. We had heard that you did have communication, but you apparently didn't know that.
I know you're a big
booster of downtown Cleveland, and I had a hunch you just wanted to help out with the big birthday party,
right.
And it didn't turn out like
well,
you
I just changed the entire tone.
Jeff, one of our Cavalier ticket sellers, Janice Maris, so we...
Yeah, and then he just got this chick there, like, buy tickets from this hot chick. Not really that.
She's there just to be eye candy.
Yep.
Amazing.
And that's incredible.
Oh my God. Did you guys know that, remember the infamous 10 cent beer night?
Yes. I have a t-shirt memorializing that.
People fucking rioted. Fucking, what was his name? Billy.
Did the forfeit a game.
From Billy Martin.
Yeah.
Billy Martin, the manager of the Texans. Oh. Like they were talking about like, oh, you know.
No, the Rangers.
The Rangers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas
Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas Rangers. manager of the Texas Rangers, was like talking shit, saying like, you know, I'm not afraid to go back to Cleveland. Like, nobody's even going to be there. So Cleveland's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
10-cent beer. People turned out in droves. People got fucked up. People tried to fight people on the field. Did you guys know that they did another one 6 weeks later?
Oh, really?
They did another one 6 weeks later. It went smoothly, but it's not like that even deterred them from doing another 10-cent beer night in the same season.
I
love that so much. Cleveland's such a good city.
Everybody, like, says that they were at fucking, like, dudes of my dad's generation.
Yeah, my dad says he was there.
Or was it the 10-cent?
No, he was at the second one, he said.
There was fucking, like, 3,000 people there. It's a... not 3,000, but...
No, apparently a packed out municipal stadium was enormous.
Well, it's an 80,000 seat. Yeah. It was an 80,000 seat, but I don't think it was packed out, was it?
It was packed out, apparently.
Oh, well, whatever. What are you going to do?
Just riot, I guess.
Yeah. Or... fucking buy season tickets to the congressional softball game. That's what my fucking plan is.
Oh, this again. this again. Guy.
How about Santana being gone?
Oh, I'm sad.
I'm bummed. But,
like, at the same time, like, you wanted to give Carlos Santana $20 million a year?
Yeah.
No. For real? Wanted to pay him Edwin Encarnacion money?
So look up Carlos Santana's wins above replacement. Yes, they're going to be hurting this year. They might win the division. I think the Twins, people are discounting the Twins.
But no, the Twins were good.
Their window is fucking closed, I'm telling you right now.
I mean, it's closed.
Yes.
No, it's not closed.
You're crazy.
I think within our division, we're still in a good position, but the Yankees...
$20 million is too much for Carlos Santana. We just paid Edwin and Encarnacion that much.
The Yankees are set up to... But I don't
he
care.
He has a higher WAR than Edwin and Encarnacion. He's worth more.
Yeah, wins what is above. It good for? Absolutely nothing.
Wins above replacement. Say it again. Hold on. I guarantee you, he's worth more. He was worth more games. For those of you that don't know what WAR is wins above replacement. So if you had like a fucking times. Yes, if you had like a. AAA player to play your position, whoever the next guy up was in AAA, that's a zero WAR, right? Carlos Santana was worth like 5 extra games than just a replacement player. Whereas Mike Napoli last year was worth minus 0.4 wins per game, which means that he sucks. And I heard on the radio that they were thinking about re-signing him. It's like
he's a damn good
retire.
Clubhouse leader.
But who cares?
Have him be our Jason Giambi.
I guess. If he's in a Jason Giambi role, but they need a first baseman. They have zero first baseman. Carlos Santana was a great defensive first baseman.
Yeah, too. That is true. Listen, if they want to pay him.
Does that feed into WAR?
Yes, yeah, it does.
I'm going to miss him, and I would love to have him, but I understand
$20 million.
That's a lot of money to pay. And baseball is also a sport where that decline can come at any time. You can... Or that person that gets a chance and does something awesome. So maybe they know someone that they can put in there and things will be all right.
So in 2017, he was worth 3.4 wins above replacement. In his career with the Indians, so that's from 2011 to 2017, basically he won 24.5 games by himself.
I mean, like, if you... I don't know enough about saber metrics. But I can't imagine they're 100% accurate.
They're not, but, like, they're pretty close. I heard that they're actually thinking about signing Jose Bautista in that fucking Jason Giambi role, which I would be okay with.
He's a locker room cancer, though.
Jose Bautista?
Yes.
And
his teammates do not like him.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Edwin Encarnacion was worth 2.8 wins above replacement in 2017 for his career... Which spans...
Yeah, but for DH, that's really fucking good.
It
you're
is.
You're doing
he
that all
play,
with your
right.
bat.
And he doesn't play... You're right. It's great. But for his career, which spans 6 years more than Carlos Santana, he only has 6 more wins above replacement. And he's a good player. I like him
But, like, that just makes... Carlos Santana, that makes me more question sabermetrics than it does sell me on Carlos Santana. I watched all the fucking games.
But like Bill said,
Telling me Brian Shaw was that good of a fucking reliever. I watched the goddamn game.
He got fucking how much money per year? Nine?
Yeah, that's insane to me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You flash me whatever numbers you want about Brian Shaw. Good fucking riddance.
Yeah. No.
Other than eating innings, I am okay with getting rid of Brian Shaw. You have a very comfortable lead and you need somebody to fucking, with no pressure on him, knock a couple fucking innings out. Yeah, Brian Shaw is your guy. But if you are in a high pressure situation, Brian Shaw folds.
I'm real bummed that they keep talking about fucking trading Jason Kipnis, because I love Jason Kipnis.
I love Jason Kipnis too, but he wasn't healthy at all last year, so it's hard to judge him from last year.
Yeah.
And he had that one catch. That fucking catch in the playoffs. So fucking awesome.
But he also fucked up a lot of other stuff. But that one catch. Jay Bruce catch that ball.
We need to re-sign him is what we need to do.
Jay Bruce.
They're not going to, unfortunately.
Why?
Because he's going to get a 5-year contract from them. He's fucking younger than me.
Why wouldn't we give him a 5-year contract?
He looks like he's Jay about Bruce? 40. Yes.
Yeah. I thought he was like 33.
Nope. He's younger than Carlos
Santana. He just turned 30. And he's just been playing since he's been like 21 for the Reds.
Give him a 5-year contract.
I would love to. They're just not going to, and it sucks. That's a 30 home run guy. Like, why would you?
Totally
not
worth it. I would totally hang on to Jay Bruce.
You're losing 23 out of Carlos Santana, which like you can talk to me about on base percentage all you want. Like, you know, this year he hit what, 260, and that was damn good.
Yeah,
but not enough RBIs. And not enough home runs. He lost a lot of power. From 30?
You always argue with me about Carlos Santana.
I'm not a big fan. Carlos Santana, but I think he's overrated.
He's underrated.
$20 million a year?
Yeah, he's worth it. 40, okay. 40 doubles. Almost 30 home runs every year. And 100 walks. That's worth $20 million a year. It just is. Like that.
I don't think it is.
Well, that's why you're not a GM, and I am.
Yeah, gay male.
It, but like, I mean...
I'm so done with today.
You're losing a lot of home runs between those two guys.
You are. You're losing, what, 23 plus 37?
Well, the 37, 60 home runs. We didn't get most of those. But.
You're losing... Well, that's true. But
yeah, but a guy that could put up 35 home runs.
So
yeah,
you're losing 60 home runs.
Do you think Frankie's going to keep hitting that many home runs?
I think so.
That's the new Frankie?
I do, because they
he's
said...
a big-time power bat?
They kept saying that he changed his... Like, all these guys, I guess, like, that's why there were so many home runs this year or whatever, is it like there was some sort of
new swing technique?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Where, like, you try to, like, fucking hit it out or whatever. Like your trajectory, the launch trajectory or whatever.
Just the angle you're coming from, yeah.
The angle of the dangle?
Mm-hmm.
It's to the left.
Mine too.
Mine's straight down the middle.
Really?
So perfect.
Mine's slightly.
That's the best part of my dick. It's just how it's like, just like, right down the
middle.
You could hang
a picture frame
your
dick.
I just use it as a
level. My competitive advantage is like a very solid, slight upward curve.
Oh, I have a curved dick. Yeah.
But I've been told it's the perfect curve.
It's the perfect curve.
That's the worst G-spot.
That's the worst Santana album ever.
Also, Brian Shaw's best pitch. He calls it the perfect curve.
He's got that tattoo on his back.
Oh, I can't. That's all I think about when we talk about him now is just that tattoo. It's glorious.
For real. And like when you look at his face, you're like, yeah, he's that guy.
Oh, for sure.
It's just like the ocean under the moon.
You just see him out in cargo shorts and Crocs.
Oh, he's a Mario Batali
fucking
looking motherfucker.
Cargo shorts and Crocs.
By the way, Mario Batali, another creep.
TJ Miller's getting the treatment this week.
I started reading that article, right?
And he shoved a beer bottle in a girl's pussy.
It got worse as it went along. But like I stopped reading it and I started thinking to myself because he's like, well, he's like, and I was kind of a virgin, and like he started choking me during sex, and I was like, well, that's You know, because again, like if you've ever been with a girl that is into getting choked while having sex, if you ask her, "Hey, can I choke you?"
Well, he
like,
didn't ask.
That's like no. I know. I'm just saying. But in general, like that would be a turnoff to like. But here's where the problem. Herein lies the problem with all these people, is that apparently, most famous people are autistic and can't read what, like, I don't know how you misread
Bunch
somebody.
Of autistic boyfuckers.
They are. I don't know how you misread some of these, like, vibes with these. They're like, well, I didn't know that it was good. Well, okay. Like, you can tell within 30 seconds if a girl is into you or not.
Yeah, if they're
like,
tapping
fucking,
out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, then fucking get the fuck out. Like, I don't understand what.
But with.
There's a certain look and noise that a girl that likes to be choked will give you. To let you know. And you should absolutely know before you start doing anything like that. But, like, even if you do think, like, okay, I'm picking up these vibes, she's going to give you that vibe hard if you do choke her. And if she's looking like she's fucking dying, stop choking her, you asshole.
Well, yeah. And if she's a virgin and you took her virginity, she's probably not...
Yeah, she probably doesn't know much about getting
she's
choked.
She's not choking. Yep. Yeah, she's not there yet. That's fair. She hasn't... Like, there's no part of me during sex that is like, I want to choke her. It is always something that you pick up on that vibe, or they give you something and they want you to do it. I am very uncomfortable with choking. I can sell it, but I don't like it.
I'm like the same way, but I wouldn't say that I don't like it.
I like how they get turned on.
Yeah,
that's great. I don't need to do it.
Isn't that not about choking? But isn't that a Louis C.K. bit where? Like he's
I'm not
like
just gonna rape you on the off chance that you're into it. No, that's a Louis C.K.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. But like, where he's like, his wife's getting her hand job, and like he is really afraid. It's like a dry hand job, and he's
Could you lick your palm?
Lick your palm. That's what like I imagine. Mom. Like, yeah. Can I choke you? You know what I mean? Like, it's like so fucking awkward. The point is, everybody is like. Human beings are shitty to one another. Everybody that makes over $1 million fucks kids, and everybody else has just been sexually abused by their neighbors, so they're fucked up.
I just ask. I don't ask it timidly, but I ask. Choking, spanking, hair pulling? Say yes or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, beforehand. Yeah, yeah, not in the heat of the moment. But
yeah, definitely not in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, it's like flirty beforehand stuff, yeah.
That way, like I said, even if you didn't clear that stuff, if you're so drunk that you're like, I'm picking up the signs, she's totally into it.
I can
Number
read.
One, she's a virgin, you should know that. Number two, you will absolutely know if a girl likes it.
Yes, but like you don't, like you can read. I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to fucking say this on tape.
Don't do that. I did that.
Say it.
No. I mean, like you can read people, like whether or not, like what they want. It's the same thing, not even in sex. It's just like, well, I can tell if this girl is into me or not. Mm-hmm. And if she's not, then why would I fucking, you know what I mean? Like what we were talking about earlier, why would fucking somebody corner somebody? You know what I mean? Yes, exactly.
And that's like, the thing is, guys want to make those aggressive moves because that's what they want the women to be aggressive.
Right.
They want, like...
There are plenty of girls out there that just want for a dude to make an aggressive move and they're like, that's what I want to do with balls.
Yeah.
But, sure. Like, those girls are few and far between. And mm-hmm. It is. And
but you can make an aggressive move.
You just assume that all girls are that.
You can make an aggressive move without being too forward. And you can also sense that. And, like, there's going to be a build up to it. You don't just. Like, I remember I was dating a girl. And I went down to. She lived in Worcester. And I was thinking. Like, we had been, like, texting on MySpace and shit like that. And yeah. I went and saw her. And I was totally, like, I get into her car, and we're talking about stuff, and I was thinking, like, I'd heard stories on, like, radio shows of, like, guys, like, hey, you pull your dick out, and you say, what are we going to do with this? And, like, it was a joke, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. And but I did kind of make that joke to her.
Right.
And she was like, oh, you should. And I still didn't. We just made out.
Yeah.
But, like...
But that's
that's a girl. If I had pulled my dick out and everything that we had going on, she probably would have just blown me right there. But I just didn't have that like
sure
feeling like I don't know. We got a blowjob in a Walmart parking lot right now.
Yeah, I got a blow
nowadays. I would love that.
Got a blowjob in a bowling alley parking lot once. I got not that long ago. Oh, yeah. Not recently, but like not long enough. Like I was not a young man when this happened.
If you say May Halls, I'm not going
to. No, definitely not May Halls. Not saying the bowling alley, but it is
in the town.
Maybe within 20 miles of Cleveland.
Got my dick sucked on a few of the streets here in Lakewood.
Yeah, me too. A few different ones. I got my dick sucked during, I believe I've said this on the podcast before, but the really depressing movie, The Way Home with Colin Farrell.
I'm unaware of the movie, but hilarious.
Yeah, it's like they're in a Russian gulag and then like have to like walk.
You're making out there in Schindler's List?
I basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and like they escape the Russian gulag and have to make it to the Ukraine border, which is like 2,000 miles away, and they're just like fucking starving to death in the desert. Or like the frozen forest or whatever, and there's nobody in the theater. I was like, hey, you want to suck my dick?
This isn't the same, but sort of similar. I went on a date with this girl, and first of all, like we meet up, we get drinks, and then she drives us to this other bar that we're hanging out at. And she gets so drunk that she is like lecturing the bartender who like apparently had been seeing this girl she's friends with. Mm-hmm. Then this girl gets pregnant.
Sure.
But it's like obviously not his. Mm. And she's like lecturing this dude, trying to get him to be there anyways and to raise the baby. It's like, are you really doing this right now?
The fuck out of here.
So we like she drives me back to my car, and then like she decides to open up to me about like, you know, her dad, you know, and like all these different things about her, and I was like, oh man.
Oh, a bartender at a bar that we
and then I started singing the song Fuck You by CeeLo.
Uh-huh.
Try and lighten the mood, and then I kissed her.
And that was that?
That was that. We went on one more date.
A bartender?
I'm okay with you opening up to me.
Oh, no.
But like,
I kind
of
am.
At the very end of the date, like, I you got to get that kiss. You're not getting that second date.
So wait, so you're trying to say that you were the one that was sexually harassed in that situation because she opened up to you when you just wanted to have a physical?
No, I'm saying that I used the song Fuck You to lighten the mood and just went for it.
He's an alleged sex offender.
CeeLo? What?
Yeah. This one came out years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah, like that's kind
of get out of town.
Yeah.
Like bartender that we don't know, but like a bar that I frequent that you guys know what bar that I go. Nobody that would ever listen to this podcast. She was like telling me like out of nowhere too, like about like her stepdad like would watch her shower and stuff like that. Jesus. And I was like, I was like that really sucks, but like it's really weird that you're telling me this right now because I'm the only one in here and I'm just trying to watch like Sports Center. And it like I don't know, like people tell me things like the same thing that you were saying thing. Like I don't understand why people like feel comfortable telling me things, and it's because I wouldn't say it to anybody other than in a podcast that we're fucking
but anonymously, published.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, call like, him out by name.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I don't... I try to keep to myself when I'm, like, in places. And it always, every single time, without fucking
fail. It was open. I get the same thing. This one is hysterical, but super sad at the same time. I was working an event where I had to collect names and, like, addresses and phone numbers for this company. And so they could telemarket to them. Mm. But, like, it was, like, a register to win kind of thing. So I'm, like, standing there at this Serbian church thing, hungover off my ass. This old lady just standing right next to the table, like, want to sign up? You could possibly win. She's like, oh, no. I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, you never know. You could win it. Somebody's going to win. She's like, I never have luck. I was like, oh. She goes, my family, they all die in the war. And then she listed about 10 names and then walked away.
The thing that's, well, you know what, like, in her case, I'd probably make an exception, being that, like, the fucking genocide of people happened, like, 15 years ago in those countries.
Yeah.
She
didn't get all choked up or sad. It was just like, oh, I'm not lucky.
Yeah, they're fucking hard. They're hard people, man. Like, they fucking, a guy that I know is Serbian, and, like, he's, like, very adamant about not liking Croatian people.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I mean,
I just think it's funny when they have a racist, like, they're racist against someone, but, like, if I saw both of them, I'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know.
Like, when, like, Asian people are like, Koreans, I don't like Koreans. Like, I thought that's what you were, but I guess you're not. What are you, Japanese?
No, but...
Chinese, I don't know. Kind of Chinese are you?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what kind of Chinese?
The Croatians and the I didn't know the whole history of the Bosnian War or whatever. And, they're always at war with one another. But, like, there's Serb... Like, that country... After Yugoslavia broke up, after the fucking Cold War, they had ethnic, pockets and whatnot. And so they became different countries, but they had ethnic different...
Kosovo, Serbia, yeah, Yugoslavia?
Background or whatever. If I'm wrong on this, please email the show.
Or just email us anyway. Yes. We haven't gotten a thing.
We haven't
gotten a Swedish thing. Motherfuckers.
And you guys listen.
Explain yourself.
We can see.
Do we still have a Swedish follower?
Yeah, absolutely.
How's our numbers?
Swedish.
A billion?
It's good. Send us some dicks. It's fucking great.
That's a bad, bad Swedish.
Yes.
And then do it again.
But you have to say word Swedish.
Swedish. But... Anyways, I believe Serbia had a national policy at the time of this war to every Albanian person or Croatian person to capture their families. Then they rounded them up. Then they would rape the women to try to get out the bloodline of their race.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Jesus.
And, also that's made those people. Better because where are the main
hotter at least?
Oh fuck,
that's not more, more Mongolian shit. They would rape people right in town square. They would the one lady they accidentally killed her husband and she was a daughter of the Khan, and so they sat her down on the throne on this city that they.
What are you talking about?
The Mongols
Genghis Khan. Yeah. Okay,
I'm sorry, but I listened to
the best
12 hours.
Yeah, you're a thousand years in the past now.
The best white people is what I'm saying are from.
Eastern Europe. Absolutely.
That's why,
they're
that's
not
where
really
we get
white,
all...
though.
They are, though. They're white. Eastern Europe is
Russian.
White.
You would consider Russian
people. I consider
people
Russian white as white. Fuck.
Yeah. That's very white. Because if you walk, they look very different than. You can see
they're
Russian.
They're sleepy.
Yes, they do. But they're white. And.
They're white. How are they not white?
They're the ones
Eastern Europe.
They're basketball players too. There's people coming from other countries. You're not getting anyone from England.
Eastern Europe's very ethnic. It's Slav. It's a different fucking race than.
It's white.
Boy, this is the fucking American History X hour. What the fuck? No, I don't mean this in a derogatory way. I just think that really Eastern Europe is has Slavic. People they consider themselves a different race.
So you look at Vladimir Putin and you go, that is not a white guy.
I it doesn't matter what I think.
But you do you look at him and think he's a white guy?
I don't think. Well, yeah, actually, yes, I do because the thing is the Trump administration came into the white Michael Flynn and all those guys came into the White House with an agenda to start a war with Iran. And wanting to recruit Russia to fucking get on our side because they're white. So yes, you're right. They are. I guess they're white. For real. That was really they are fucking stupid. They're the dumbest people on the planet. But all of them want a war with Iran and they're brown. And that's why they colluded with Russia because they want Russia's help.
I stopped paying attention. I don't care.
I listened. I don't.
Yeah. Brian, listen, this. Bill. You don't have to be fucking flippant about it.
Bill didn't like it.
And I didn't want to listen.
Bill don't like. Bill don't like. Bill don't like. No. No.
Don't try it, base, Mark. I'm Temple.
Bill frowny face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got to end this thing.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah, we're at 55.
I don't even have time to stop home. I'm wearing khakis to do this.
We're going khakis. Right. We're going khakis. All right, boys. Fucking, it's been lovely.
Love you guys. Bye.
At Fantasy Boys Pod, at Bill I am Squire, Brian Kenny, whatever. At Bill Squire, at Party of the Ryan. Thank you. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.